A White House official said US President Joe Biden offered his condolences to Rachel Goldberg and John Polin for the death of their son at the hands of Hamas. In a statement, Mr. Biden said they've been courageous, wise, and steadfast, even as they have endured the unimaginable. In a separate statement, Vice President Kamala Harris strongly condemned Hamas's continued brutality. The Biden administration is facing renewed pressure to bring about a deal between Israel and Hamas that includes a Gaza ceasefire and the freeing of all hostages. In a virtual meeting with the families of the American hostages held by Hamas, National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan reiterated the administration's commitment to secure their release. According to the White House, Sullivan discussed the ongoing diplomatic push across the highest levels of the US government to drive towards a deal.